Daniel chapter 5. Belshazzar the king, verse 1, made a great feast for 1,000 of his lords and drank wine in the presence of the 1,000. While he tasted the wine, Belshazzar gave the command to bring the gold and silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken from the temple which had been in Jerusalem, that the king and his lords, his wives, and his concubines might drink from them. Then they brought the gold vessels that had been taken from the temple of the house of God, which had been in Jerusalem. And the king and his lords, his wives, and his concubines drank from them. They drank wine and praised the gods, little g, of gold and silver, bronze, iron, wood, and stone. In the same hour, the fingers of a man's hand appeared and wrote opposite the lampstand on the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. Spirit of God, we know that you're in this place. We serve notice and reverence to your presence. We ask that you would lead and direct, so we will not fail you in this moment. So in these few moments, bring clarity and truth to the season that you have brought us in that cannot be altered. We receive now the fullness of your purpose and your plan for all of us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. You can take your seats in this dedication time. It's so important that we don't have an empty atmosphere during dedication. I question dedications that are absent of God's presence. Did we really give it to him? But based on what I sense in this atmosphere, your hearts are correct for giving God what he gave to you. All you're doing is giving back to God what he gave to you. I want to define dedication. My title is Dedicated Vessels. Dedicated Vessels. Dedicated Vessels. Dedicate, to set apart and consecrate to a deity, or hear this, to a sacred purpose. To set apart, to consecrate to a deity who is God. Or, listen to this, to a what? Sacred purpose. What I read to you out of Daniel chapter 5, verse 1 through 5, Nebuchadnezzar, years before, has gone into Jerusalem and besieged Jerusalem, and he's gone into the temple and he's taken vessels that were consecrated and anointed for the use of the temple. While he's enjoying himself, not Nebuchadnezzar, but his son, Belshazzar, now he asked for them to go get the things that belong to God, that are set aside for God's use and for God's purpose, the vessels. And we're going to drink from those vessels. I don't know what came to his mind for him to think that that was okay. But he asked for those vessels. They brought them out. They began to drink, a Belshazzar. They begin to drink. And as they begin to drink, the finger of the Lord begin to write on the plaster on the wall. I won't get deep today in what all it meant, but it was judgment because he took it upon himself to treat the vessels from the temple, not the temple, the vessels from the temple. He chose to treat them as average. He treated them like they were the same gold and silver as other gold and silver. So when he began to drink, because it was a dedicated, consecrated, set apart vessel, God began to respond. When God began to respond, he wrote the judgment for the act on the wall. Belshazzar didn't know the interpretation. He had to find out the interpretation. He didn't like the interpretation when he received it. But God is so meticulous about his temple and the vessels of the temple. Even if it's done haphazardly or in ignorance, God don't like it. So we see this in scripture, and I have to teach you like this because this church is not like the last church you attended. Because the last church you attended, they were in charge. This church, the reason I lead as the president and the apostle is because God's in charge. Okay? God will not even violate his own house. My willingness to let him influence and lead and direct is a sign that he's comfortable here. Now, this particular king, following the leadership of his father, Nebuchadnezzar, thinks that there's no value, true value to these vessels. Saul in King Saul in the Second Chronicles chapter 7 dedicated the temple. You didn't just dedicate the building, you dedicated the instruments, you dedicated the speakers, you dedicated the computers, you dedicated everything, not just partial. Somebody say, God is in everything. Everything on these 3.5 acres of land, God is in it. Every parking space, God is in it. Why? He gave it to us, and annually we give it back to him, saying we haven't forgotten where we got it from. So if you weren't here for the first dedication, you're here for this dedication. Now I want to speak deeper because we're not only talking about the temple, this church, these 93,000 square feet, these 71 classrooms and 41 restrooms. We're talking about vessels. Because they drank out of vessels. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, it reads this way. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So what God does, he takes individuals as vessels. He consecrates them and they dedicate themselves to the service of the Lord. So now he takes those individuals and places treasure in them. I want you to lay your hands on your chest and say, I'm not cheap. You're a vessel. You're not cheap. I want you to say it again. I'm not cheap. I want you to say this with me. Don't just handle me any kind of way in your ignorance. Okay. All right. Something's happening other than the dedication of the building. There's some dedication of the vessels today. Stay with me here. In 1 Samuel chapter 5, the ark of God had a negative impact on Ashdod because the ark was consecrated and dedicated to the Lord. So they put the ark of God in the same room with Dagon. While in the room with Dagon, as they exited, the ark said, because it was consecrated to God and represented God, says, I'm not going to share this room with you. He said, I'm not sharing this room with you. You represent a God that can't talk or act. I represent power and eternal existence. So if you read chapter 5 of 1 Samuel, you'll notice that all of a sudden, Dagon was dismantled because he was in the same room with the Ark of the Covenant. God's presence is so powerful. Anything that represents any other deity, he will begin to dismantle that. Now let me help you. Let me help you up. I wasn't doing well until I dedicated myself. The ministry wasn't doing well until we dedicated it. Most people try to do ministry based on their intellectual ability. I didn't see where I had all that. So I said, what I'll do, I know how to read my Bible and I understand what I'm reading and I'm comprehending. So what I'll do is I'll give myself to you first. And then everything that you give me, I'll give it back to you, because it's not functional in my hands, because I'm not even functional in my hands. See, you got to realize that you're not capable. And when you realize you're not capable, you put yourself in the hands of someone that's more than capable. And you put your things in the hands of someone that's more than capable. I can't grow a church. But I can't put it in the hands of someone that owns the earth. They say, how do you draw people? I don't draw people. I worship God. When you release worship, people start coming to where God is. So more into 1 Samuel chapter 5, you notice that these people start having a condition because they don't understand what they have. That's why on dedication, you got to know what you have. Now, what we have can break any addiction, any behavior that's unwanted. It'll break it, what we have. Anything that's opposite of God's best for your life, God's in a room, you'll break it. Depression, break it. Poverty, break it. Cancer, break it. Anything that tries to show preeminence in a room where God is, he has the ability to break it. Let me talk about Abraham and Sarah. She was a beautiful wife, old and beautiful at the same time. But she was Abraham's wife. She was so beautiful and they were so threatened. So he said, let us tell them that you're my sister. Abimelech looked at her and that girl's fine right there. Woo! And so he takes her, but he doesn't realize they're vessels. He doesn't mean harm. What is it, Abraham? I'm just taking your sister from you. Even though Abraham said it was his sister, God said that's still his wife. So he brings Sarah in, and all of a sudden a plague breaks out in his house. And they're trying to figure out what's going on. It's because you have touched a vessel that's connected to another vessel. And I'll shake your house up until you do right by those vessels that are there. Okay. I'm going to read it. See, I don't worry about my haters. You notice I don't come on social media to try to defend myself. It's I don't have to. I will never use my positive energy because of a negative response. Well, you've gotten on to us before. That's because you're in my jurisdiction. Get out of my jurisdiction. I won't say anything to you. You don't want to hear what I got to say? Turn me off. Leave the room. You will never hear from me again. God is committed to whatever is properly dedicated to him. God is committed. You want God's commitment, then you properly dedicate yourself to him. You properly dedicate your assets to him. When it's done proper, then God is now obligated so that foreclosure can't get your house. So repo can't reap. So I just learned through my Bible to put everything to where the enemy can't get to it. So Abraham, he's a vessel. Sarah's a vessel. And don't let me get ahead of myself. So when he takes her in as his own, nobody can treat your stuff like it's theirs. It will backfire on them. See, I got all these people running around praying all this stuff, trying to drive the devil off. Dedicate yourself to God and see if the devil can get in. Dedicate your organization to God and see how effective the devil can be. He may fight your intercessory prayer team, but he can't do nothing with Jehovah. This season, you're not going to have to defend yourself. As you dedicate yourself and your possessions to God, you don't have to fight the devil and haters off. This season, I don't plan to exhaust myself wondering what they said or what they're trying to do. I got too much focus for the future to be looking around at the imps in the past. God is committed. Somebody say, God is committed. To whatever you properly dedicate to him. People are not committed, but God is committed. I can say, after 56 years, he's been faithful every single day. I didn't say I didn't get sick. I said I got healed. I didn't say my money didn't get attacked. I said it recovered. I didn't say the devil didn't ever come against my wife and my children. He just couldn't have them. See, you got to learn how to talk like Joshua talked. And as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So I'm serving you. Notice, devil, critic, hater, you don't know the future of what belongs to me.
All right. Okay.
In a good season or bad season, God will defend what has been dedicated to him. In your best day and in your worst day, God will defend what belongs to him. That's why I'm just kind of puzzled by people who try to sentence that belongs to God. You have no legal rights or authority to touch what belongs to God. You have no rank because it belongs to God. It's best to leave it alone. Because in their best day and in their worst day, they still belong to God. When everything's sunshiny or they living in a nightmare, they still belong to God. Somebody say, I belong to God. I may not be at my best right now, but I still belong to God. May not have done everything right, may have done some crazy stuff last night, but I still belong to God. See, if you never forget who you belong to, you guarantee yourself recovery. The reason they talking, because they don't want you to recover. They want you to stay Saul when God's got a Paul on his mind. They want to talk about what you killed and what you've done instead of where you're going. You don't know how many of us the Lord showed up and knocked us off of our donkey. And we are sitting here with Ananias trying to see clearly now on what God has for us. And we bump into some stuff every now and then while we're trying to get our sight. But we belong to God. Every dedicated vessel is protected while on a journey. Every dedicated vessel is protected while on a journey. Somebody say, we're moving. Now, let me help you with some understanding about me. I would never move unless I knew he was with me. I would never make a decision unless I knew he was involved in that decision. You don't know me very well if you think I'm just sitting around scribbling on a notebook trying to find something to do. No, I listen and then I obey because I can hold him to whatever he said. He has no obligation to my plan, but he has every obligation to my submission to his plan. All I said was, God said, meet me at the 50. And the reason I'm not at the 50 by myself, because God showed up about 5 o'clock this morning, 8 a.m. at the 50, knowing that men were going to show up at the 50. Because wherever God is, he'll wake a sleepy man up. He'll wake a depressed man up. He'll wake a broken man up. He'll wake a man up and get the man to the 50, because that's his assignment. So we're on a journey. Everybody doesn't understand the journey that we're on, but we're on a journey. So God says, if I'm going to put you on a journey, I got to make sure you have the proper support and protection while you're on a journey. So I just took it upon myself to go to 1 Chronicles chapter 16. 1 Chronicles chapter 16. I don't know if I gave y'all this or not. Most of my messages, when it's over, God keeps on talking. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 20 down to verse 22. When they went from one nation to another, when they went from Refresh Church to Refresh Nation, and from one kingdom to another, now they touch in Africa. He permitted no man to do them wrong. I love that. Yes, he rebuked kings, the authority in the land. He still had more authority than they did. for their sake, saying, do not touch my anointed ones, and do my prophets no harm. He says, I'm going to put something in you that kings, some of y'all think, oh, well, they're misusing me. They're not going to last long. I came to tell all the dedicated vessels, every supervisor, boss, and CEO that's mishandling you, it's being removed right now. Everything that's working against your progress and hates your worship, it's being shifted right now. They're going to wonder why they were shifted. They were shifted because they were interfering with the anointing that's on your vessel. Somebody say years ago. Years ago, long before I left Pinson, long before I knew what it was to have 100 members, I knew just by observing people that it could be really rough. And I told God, I said, God, people are crazy. And they have no pilot, so the devil's able to hijack their mind. I said, what are you going to do to keep me safe with all this stuff you're telling me to do? He says, I'm going to anoint you. And I am going to protect you so that the conspiracies don't work against you. Anybody know that there was somebody trying to take you down and God push you up? Anybody know anybody that talked about you to a friend that they had? Now their friend is a part of what you're doing? Okay. See, the church has this religious thing talking about, touch not mine anointed, do my prophet no harm. If you're not dedicated and consecrated, you ain't anointed. But today, all y'all, might as well get ready, because you're not going to leave the sound of my voice without protection. I believe that the Lord is on your side, and every negative word that's spoken against you, all it's going to do is stimulate you and elevate you. I received an inbox just the other day. And there was great concern that this person was going to get away with the murder of this father and mother's son. Senseless murder. But they didn't know that they were under the dedication of Refresh Family Church. And they were probably having a celebration party of getting off. But when you start messing with people that pertains to this house and the extension of this house, somebody that don't even know us gonna make the right judgment. And if you're that father and you're that mother, we're gonna help you to just shout in the atmosphere right now. Because the Lord says, vengeance is mine and I shall repay. See, they didn't know that God was going to defend you. They talking about the devil's attacking them. That ain't the devil attacking them. That's God putting vengeance on whatever tried to work against those who are vessels that carry the anointing. Okay. Girl, you ain't got to worry about, don't stay up all night talking about what they said about you. As soon as they released it out of their mouth, crippleness came on. They wonder why they can't get up the next day. They got to retract what they said last night. They initiated something and caused something to be ignited. Oh, they thought it was going to work against you, but it boomeranged on them. You got to be careful what you're saying about the vessels. The anointing is on them. You got to be careful. You hadn't qualified to hold that conversation. And whatever idiots in that conversation with you, they better bail out on you, because they ain't even qualified, nor do they have the rank to have that conversation. So since you know, and all you business owners and all you good-hearted people, you got to understand something. If you don't dedicate yourself, someone will get the advantage of you. I was thinking while I was putting this together, every person that tries to get my money that's dedicated for ministry, and they want to take something from me, as soon as you get it, the Bible said tumors broke out on them. They had God's people stuff, and the Bible said tumors broke out on them. Let me explain to you, when you do your research on tumors in that portion of scripture, it says their hemorrhoids dropped out. All right. Maybe I should have kept that to myself. They said, how are we going to get rid of this thing? We see stuff happening to us that wasn't happening to us. We got to get this thing. So we're going to shift it to another people. So they tried to shift it to another people. Here it is. Ashdod said, let us get God's stuff that we've been misusing away from us. The other people they send it to, no, we don't want it. What are you trying to do, kill us? That's God's stuff. They decided to get it on a new cart and lead it back to the Israelites. Because whatever belongs to God, you better leave it alone in this season. I don't care what you saw on Facebook. I don't care what you think your prerogative is. I don't care what you think your title is. Because there's a lot of titles, but no commitment and no dedication. All right. Excuse me, y'all. I'm just passionate about this stuff. I knew they were going to come after me, Apostle. I knew they were going to come after me. I knew they were going to misjudge me. So I got something with me. Those of you who ascribe to go into politics, you better make sure you have an anointing on your life. You ain't even got to walk in there speaking in tongues. They're going to back off when they see what happens to them for fooling with you. Can I go on? Everybody okay? Hold your peace. Don't you fight another battle. Don't you go into 2023 fighting people. Let those people sabotage themselves. You just do what God called you to do. Listen to this. The purpose of every dedicated vessel will be fulfilled. Every dedicated vessel, I don't care where you are right now. I don't care what you're going through right now. I want to tell you, as a dedicated vessel, your purpose will be fulfilled. I don't care what you don't have, you have, it don't matter. I don't care what's going on. Every dedicated vessel, your purpose will be fulfilled. God's about to do some weird stuff with you. That's the only way I can describe it. He's about to do some weird stuff with you. He's about to block off something you wanted that was not good for you. He's about to block it off, because he is not going to let what you like hinder the fulfillment of your purpose. Some of y'all today, you're going to lose desire for something that's poisonous to your soul. Somebody better hear me up in here. That devil thought he could tap into your generational appetite and destroy your future, but the devil is a liar. I cut off every appetite that's not conducive to where God wants to take you. And the reason God raised you up and the reason you're still alive is because the devil couldn't do anything, because God cut off the appetite. Just a little bit more. Somebody say, I will fulfill my purpose, because I am dedicated to the Lord. Let me say this before I get into this. Just my last point. Let me say this. Next time you're ready to criticize, won't you do your research and see how dedicated that person is? Wherever you see loyalty, you see God. So be careful. When you see loyalty and consistency, that's a sign that God is somewhere involved. Every time I see them, they up there praising. Got a boot on, still praising. Ain't it funny? You ain't got no boot and ain't never praised. Got money and still not happy. Got a family and still not shouting. All these single people around here shouting, praising God, wishing they had a husband, and you hate you got one, or you hate you, or vice versa. And don't none of you single folks ever say, I want theirs, because they done jacked them up with their cursed self. God's working on you one. God's fixing you one up, because you're too dedicated to have something that has no purpose with it. What you're about to meet and what's about to come into your life is filled with purpose and filled with desire. Okay. All right. I'm about done. You don't know what you're in. You got some long-term people been talking to short-term people, so they don't realize what they're in. But this level of obligation of heaven that's showering down in your life is going to break the restrictions that have been placed on God's people. It's going to break the restrictions that COVID-19 put on your life. Some of y'all still a little bit leery, but it's breaking today. I'm going to say it again. Some of y'all still a little bit leery. I'm looking at some of y'all who are streaming in. But it's breaking today. No weapon formed against you. You think God's going to let all these people get out there and enjoy themselves, and you still locked up in your bedroom, locked up in your living room, can't go to get groceries, can't go to the movies, can't go do this, can't do that. I came to tell you today, because of dedication day, you're being released from your fears. Last one. And we'll move. We still got communion to do. We still got the ceremonial part to do. But you're not leaving this place with something on you. You think your degree has done you well. Watch what this glory does for you. Yeah, you think all that stuff. This is what I've accomplished. This is what I've done. Watch this when it comes on you. And you're going to see what it'll do. And you're going to see what your haters can't do. Let me help y'all before I get to my last one. I need you to start practicing praying for people who hate you. Because their deliverance is in your mouth. I gotta help you here, because people think I pray for them because I don't know. I pray for them because what you've done caused this, but I'm going to pray it off of you. They don't understand church. They don't understand God. They round a bronco. Let me tell you. But you got to understand that it's going to need this anointing on my hand to pray something off of some people that was caused by their mistreatment. You don't even have to know how to pray a long prayer. Just don't harbor anything in your heart, because I promise you, some critics you don't know anything about until they come for prayer from you. You mean they're going to come for, I'm a witness. How do I get in touch with the apostle? You didn't call me apostle when you were mistreating me. Now you giving me some rank. Because you know only rank can handle that situation you got. All right. God is pushing the purpose of a dedicated vessel with great power. There's unusual power, support from God, that's pushing dedicated vessels, dedicated places. Unusual. You're on the verge, or you're embarking on so much support, you're not going to know what to do with yourself by the 5th of January. By the 5th of January, you're not going to need no help getting up, and you're not going to need somebody encouraging you. You're not going to need a whole lot of that stuff, because something is going to come on you after this day of dedication. See, everybody didn't want to participate. That's fine. That's fine. Watch this. Watch. I want you to put it in the atmosphere. Touch your neighbor on the shoulder. Tell them to watch this. Watch this. Prophesy to him. Watch this. I dedicated everything, and watch God. Watch. They thought you wasn't going to ever get no breakthrough, but they didn't know on this day we were going to have a fresh dedication. I want you to be filled with faith. I want you to trust your God, to know that there's something in you and on you that may not have been in you and on you last night, but is here right now, and I need you to shout about it just for a moment. You're getting past the insecurities of your critics right now. When you thought you were losing, you were winning. You thought they had canceled you out completely and walked away. They were just blocking the favor that was supposed to come on your life anyway. Some things had to move so that other things could come. A lot of people I never choose because of who they with. But as soon as that person leaves, I said, maybe there's a chance now. And God is the same way. God has moved some stuff so he can bring some stuff. And when God brings some things into your life, he's going to take you where you've never been. I dare you to start shouting about where you're going and forget about where you've been. Hey! Woo! My God. Refresh over here. Refresh over there. Refresh up there. Refresh back there. Refresh everywhere. Listen, I gotta go, y'all. I gotta go, but let me show you something. I gotta go. Lady Davis, Elder Lillian, get ready. Then Lady Davis is gonna come. I'll come back and we'll do the communion. Then we're gonna send you out of here as an anointed vessel. Well, I'm Apostle, I don't think I've done everything right. It's not about what you've done right, it's about what Jesus done right. I'm going to get this thing on you, and I don't care what your haters say about it. I'm going to get it on you. Listen. Listen to this. In Exodus chapter 1, verse 12, it says this in verse 12. Exodus chapter 1, verse 12. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. So the more pressure you put on a dedicated vessel, the more you push. How many of y'all up in this place? You just expanded. You just grew. They thought they could stop you, but the more they afflicted you.
If you're ever in the Birmingham area, we'd love to see you. Stop by, because everyone is welcome at Refresh Family Church. It's full of friendly people, a warm atmosphere, and a powerful word. Our service times are Sundays at 9 a.m. or our empowerment service on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. We're located at 117 12th Court Northwest in Birmingham, Alabama. We'll see you soon at Refresh. Want to find out more about Apostle Stephen A. Davis? Well, log on, because StephenADavis.org is now live. That's right, log on to StephenADavis.org now and you can find out all about him. Watch live broadcasts and get all the information you need at StephenADavis.org. Available on all platforms. Log on today. Refresh Family Church. As we worship together, remember our five goals: serving the needs of families, reaching the lost, equipping the saints, reaching the nations, and transferring to generations. At Refresh Family Church, we're more than just a church. We're a nation. To find out more, log on to StephenADavis.org. We'll see you next time.